Good afternoon, Finance. Today it's, it is a 1:55 Finance Committee. We have Representative Costello, Edgerman, Dugan, Vice Chair, Petkoff, Representative Guttenberg, Representative Wilson, Guerra, and Jewell. Today we're going to have, we have three bills that we're going to hear, HB 78, and we'll have a presentation, we'll go into the subcommittee. Then we'll have HB 223, the same. We'll hear it in according to subcommittee. We know public testimony, this presentation by the presenter, and then we'll wait for the other co-chair to get done with his meetings. So with that, did I forget anything? Seeing none? Huh?
You didn't tell us who you are, Mr. Chairman.
Oh, Mr. Chairman, Thomas. Okay, having a hard day already, a long day. So with that, Representative Herron. Morning. This is a different one. HB 78.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Bob Herron, House District 38, the Kuskokwim. Appreciate the opportunity for a second hearing House Bill 78. And of course, it is a health care provider shortage fix. And this helps both rural and urban Alaska. Look forward to working with the committee over the interim and get back to work January of next year and maybe get it through the committee at that time.
It was also brought to my attention that this was the CS was adopted 331 earlier, so just established the subcommittee. So at this time, the chairman will be appointing Representative Stoltz, Representative Costello, Representative Jewell, Representative Guttenberg, Representative Herron, subcommittee. Any questions?
Just for the record, Mr. Chairman, I was working with your, in discussions with your co-chair. We hope to have a couple of meetings, one in at least one in urban Alaska and maybe one in rural Alaska.
Okay. With that, we set this bill aside.
See, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Quick break. Back in the order here, we have HB 223. You want to go ahead and adopt it?
Mr. Chairman, I move before the committee House Bill 223-27-LSO771-M.
Seeing no objection, bill's adopted. You want to, we'll turn it over to you and give us a presentation. This bill also will go into a subcommittee after you're done.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Joe Michelle, Staff to Representative Bill Stoltz. House Bill 223 is an exact replica of a previous bill in the previous session, House Bill 127. And the basic premise is placing the Alaska Railroad Corporation under the Executive Budget Act. In the interest of members' time, if this is going to be referred to subcommittee, I'd let you guys be respectful of your time and hand it back over to the co-chair.
I'm just here for questions, as far as I know. Available for questions. Any representative Newman?
Could we get a little bit of history on this, or why we're doing it?
Through the chair, Representative Newman. It's the sponsor's opinion that, like many, there are many public, not public corporations, but state-owned corporations that have been placed under the Executive Budget Act in the past, and an example would be like the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. And those corporations have thrived and done a fairly good job being under the Executive Budget Act, and it's the sponsor's intent that the Alaska Railroad Corporation would be placed under the Executive Budget Act, just not so much for more accountability, but you know, as the legislature, as a body, would just be able to see the workings of the corporation a little bit better.
Good idea. Thank you.
Okay, it is. We should the co-chair put this in a subcommittee. Subcommittee chair will be Representative Stoltz, Representative Jewell, Representative Costello, Representative Guttenberg, and I think Representative Newman asked to be on. We'll see what the co-chair will say. And also that Representative Guttenberg would like to switch off HB 78, and we'll see what the chair says. Can we? So, adjourn? What's that? Call the meeting back to order. We'll have the meeting time and agenda posted at 4. Seeing no questions from this committee, we're adjourned.